Rock, sport and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Shockwaves throughout the cricket world. Australia have been caught cheating. Steve Smith's owned up to this. Ball tampering, of all things. Let's have a chat with our cricket correspondent, Jamie Bowman. Morning, Jamie.
Morning, how are you?
Right, this is huge news, isn't it? I mean, all the papers have gone to town on this. Professional sports stars hold hands up and say, we've tried to cheat.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. I mean, there's no sort of getting around this, really. I mean, they're trying to. They're sort of, they've come out and tried to excuse it, but no, I mean, there's no getting around it. This is the captain of arguably the best cricket team in the world at the moment, and he's admitted cheating. So heads have got to roll, I think.
Explain how what he's tried to do and how he's done it.
Well, I mean, obviously, when you're trying to get some swing on the ball, one of the main things you try and do is rough up one side of the ball. Now, you're allowed to do certain things with it. You're allowed to obviously use your own saliva to make one of the sides of the ball shiny. What a lot of the teams do bend the rules a little bit. They deliberately throw the ball in to scuff it up. You see them doing that at the time. But what you can't do is actually introduce some kind of foreign object into the equation, which is what the Australians have done. One of the players, Cameron Bancroft, was caught with some, I mean, it sounds bizarre actually saying it, but it's some sticky tape, which he'd used to put some dirt from the pitch onto. And he was rubbing one side of the ball with that. And he was caught on camera doing this. And then what was even worse was he was then caught explaining to the umpire that he didn't have anything on him. He'd actually hidden it down his trousers. I mean, it just sounds bizarre and comical if it wasn't so serious. But yeah, what's worse as well is that they've admitted now that there was a pre-planned cheating, if you know what I mean. They prepared this. That's what's annoyed so many people is that we've had a few cases in the past where people have Michael Atherton, famously for England years ago, rubbing, picking at the seam and rubbing dirt that he'd put in his pocket onto the ball. And you get the odd occasion where players do this out of desperation to try and get a wicket, but it's often seen as a spur of the moment thing. You know, it's like, what am I going to do? I've got to do something. What was so bad about this was that it was completely pre-planned. They discussed it. They'd taken something out on the pitch to do it with, and they've admitted it. So yeah, it's pretty serious.
Jamie, it sort of raises the question, was this going on during the Ashes series as well? Do you think there'll be a lot of scouring over videotapes of what went on in each of the Ashes tests to see whether anything can be unearthed from that?
I think there will be. I mean, England have said themselves that this is, a few people have... A few people suspected something was going on because they were getting more out of the ball than we were. So yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of rewinding and fast forwarding of some videotapes.
Well, why would this Australian team try and cheat? I mean, they're one of the best, aren't they?
Yeah, this series with South Africa though, they were struggling. This was a game they lost heavily. And it's been a, I don't know if you've seen or the listeners have seen or read, it's been a very, very a series full of rancor and anger and sledging. It's been a really bad tempered series. So I think that's kind of raised the stakes somewhat. You know, that they really want to win. And it's been a series that's not been played in the best atmosphere, and I think that's just heightened the whole feeling around it and made them even more desperate to win.
So Steve Smith has been banned for one match, and he's been fined his entire match fee. There's also been some punishment handed out to Cameron Bancroft, but that this level of cheating probably deserves a harsher punishment, doesn't it, than one match ban?
Well, I think when the Prime Minister of Australia is on the phone saying how terrible this is, you're in trouble, aren't you? Mm. I mean, when the Prime Minister's involved, which he was, he did an interview and apparently has contacted the team, and you know, the Australian public are furious. I mean, They have a strange relationship with the Australian team anyway. A lot of them think they're very arrogant and they need taking down a peg or two. And it's a bit how we sometimes see the England football team over here, I suppose, that similar kind of relationship. And I don't think Smith has got a lot of support. I really can't see him surviving, being captain after this. But you never know with the Australian team. They are quite an arrogant bunch, and he might think he can get through this. But it surely has to be more serious than a one-match ban.
Is this one of the worst things you've ever seen in the game, Jamie?
The thing is, there's been rumours for years that this sort of thing's been going on. You could argue that the Australians have been caught. They've been stupid enough to get caught. There's always been rumours that teams have been doing this sort of thing. But there's a stupidity about it as well. Obviously, I think they were saying there were 30 cameras on the game. I mean, how they thought they could get away with this. And I think that's one of the other things that's left a bad feeling, is the sort of idea that they thought they could get away with it just by hiding the sticky tape down their trousers. It's the worst thing on the cricket pitch. It's bad, yeah. I mean, it leaves a very bad taste in the mouth. And also, it's the hypocrisy of the Australians. They've criticised England for doing this kind of thing before, or suspected England of doing this sort of thing before. They've accused the South Africans of doing this. And they've been very, very kind of moralistic about cheating and we'd never do this. And there they go. They've been caught doing it. So it leaves a bad taste in the mouth.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk.